Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing today, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Do you have many old photos sitting around your place these days?
Lately, I have been. We've been starting to go through some old photos of grandparents and things like that, which, you know, have passed away, and this is all we've got left. It's a couple of old black and white, sometimes folded images, which aren't very good half the time.
But they can be restored, it would seem.
Yes, look, there's a new tool, and I've obviously been putting it to use very quickly. It's called Base 10, and this application basically allows you to upload images like this, which I've actually scanned into my computer and then uploaded, and suddenly it actually restores the photo. So it takes away those creases, it smooths a lot of the lines, and even improves the quality of the image as well. It's been amazing to process that and then show it to my dad, you know, photos of his parents, and it looks totally different and completely creates a whole set of emotions come back as well.
Absolutely. So do you actually have to do it yourself, or you just punch it in and it goes, this is the best thing that we could come up with?
Yeah, you literally upload the image, wait sort of 30 seconds, and then it says you can download the updated version, and it's very surprising. In some images, it just does a little bit of enhancement, but some of them, especially when you've got creases or damage to the photo, it can really restore that quite impressively.
It's quite impressive what they're capable of. Remember that MyHeritage app that we were talking about a while ago?
Yeah, that one was amazing. That one was bringing photos to life and actually bringing a photo to make the person smile or blink or yeah, look around the room. That was creepy, but yeah, it was absolutely amazing to see it happen.
It was. I did that with some of my photos of my late parents, and I must admit I had to stop looking at it because it was just, I'm not too sure what I felt, but it was weird, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, understand.
All right, now you've been testing some new noise-cancelling earbuds.
Yeah, look, these would be the AirPods Pro for Android users. So if you're not an Apple user, this is a pair of headphones that really does go up against those. They are $299, so it's not a cheap pair of earbuds, but the sound quality is as good as wearing over-ear headphones. They block out ambient noise really well. They've got touch-sensitive controls on the buds themselves, but you know, I've been wearing them to the gym, I've been wearing them in the office, and they are fantastic. But the best bit about them isn't just listening to music, it's actually been calls. So they use bone conduction that even if you're standing outside where it's windy, you don't actually have that heard on the other end of the line because it's using your bones to pick up the vibrations and get a better quality sound from you. So yeah, these Pixel Buds Pro from Google, got to say, they're impressive.
Are they quite big? I've only ever tried the Airbuds once and I found them to be a bit bulky for my ears. Maybe I have little ears.
Yeah, look, these ones are shaped almost like a cone, so they actually go quite deep into your ear to get a firm hold, but the outside of them probably is a similar size to an AirPod without the stem. So most AirPods have the long stem.
Yes.
These ones don't have that piece.
Okay. All right, and finally, the beer's on at your place.
Beer's on at my place. I'm about to round up 10 litres of beer as I start to figure out how to brew my own. I've been sent this BrewArt Beer Droid. Now, this is a large device that apparently is going to be like the Nespresso of beer. Apparently, it's going to talk me through via an app, making my own beer, and it will control all the brewing process, tell me when I need to do things, send me notifications, and hopefully in a few weeks' time, I'll be able to pour a cold one, and I hope it tastes as good as I expect it should.
Well, given the rise in the tax for beer, this is a very appropriate time, mate.
It is a very appropriate time, but there is a tax, I guess, in buying a device like this. It is $800 to buy, and that's probably a lot of cases of beer. So let me see how I go. I'll report back as we start to go through the brewing process, but let's see. Maybe I'll become my own brewer.
Does it say how many bottles it's meant to make up?
No, so I get 10 litres of beer. So
that's all right.
And given it has its own tap, I'll be able to pour straight from it. So I don't even have to worry about bottling it.
All right. Look forward to trying that one. We should have this conversation later of an afternoon, perhaps after you've tried some of your latest batch. What do you think?
I look forward to slurring with you.
All right. We'll talk some more technology next week. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.